Very good. Welcome, everyone. I'm Laureen Kamalu. I'm not Randy Elliott. Randy is excused today, and so I'm vice chair and pro tem for chair. It is 10 o'clock on Tuesday, August the 2nd. We are meeting in our Davis County Administration Building for our weekly public commission meeting, 61 South Main Street, Suite 303, Farmington, Utah. And we still have proceedings that can be viewed remotely. We still can take public comment in person or by emailing the commissioner's email by 5 p.m. the day before the meeting. And I don't think we've received anything for this one. We will start with our Pledge of Allegiance. And normally I'm pretty good about asking someone in advance. But since I didn't, Bob, would you please lead us? Sure.
I should have said no.
I don't know it yet, so.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. The first thing we'll do is start with our beginning of the month employee awards, which we love so much. So Bob and I will come down, and thanks to our staff for helping us prepare for this. We will call you up as we get to your names. Nope. There we go. Commissioner Stevenson knows I can talk loud as needed. All right. great list as always. And if any organization is great, it's great because of its people. So we recognize every five-year milestone for public service of our staff and even our electeds. Thank you for coming and those who are here to support those being honored. So in the first category, clerk auditor, we do have one that we work with very closely in the commission office, super grateful for 5 years of wonderful service by Rebecca Abbott. Come on over.
I'm gonna have Brian McKenzie say a few comments and then I will either say ditto or add to it.
Well, there are so many things that we could talk about as it relates to Rebecca Abbott. In 2017, we established a dedicated records division that was going to be specialized in focusing on the identification, preservation, and public access to our county records. We were fortunate to recruit an experienced and talented records manager in Rebecca Abbott. She has become a close confidant and a resource and a friend as we have worked together in establishing this division and focusing on doing things right as it relates to our records. A couple of things over these last 5 years, she's facilitated the upgrades to our online records request system, supervised the online records catalog system, led the team on digitizing our historical records collection, assisted in updating our records ordinance, and helped establish our county records repository. And that doesn't even include her day job, which is continually focused on helping with our grandma requests, our recataloging and classification of our records, not just within the clerk auditor's office, but within every office of this county. If you have records in your office, you have most likely worked with Rebecca Abbott. You know of her excellence and her attitude in excellence and improvement as she supports and facilitates the records management process throughout the county. We are fortunate to have an individual like Rebecca Abbott who chooses to work in our organization and makes Davis County what it is in the way of records management. So thank you, Rebecca.
And I would add to that, I just really appreciate her integrity. I appreciate when individuals will tell it to you as they see it, and we can have that discussion. And I value that because it makes everybody in the organization better, and doing it in such a tactful way as well. So thank you.
We have three from the Davis Park Golf Course that cannot attend today. Each are celebrating 5 years, so it looks like, Bob, we need to go golfing and find them. That would be fun. So please, when you see them, and then we'll give them some applause. 5 years of service from each of these, Caden Jones, Cole Larson, and Ron Bear. We have two from our Legacy Event Center, and we don't get to see these as much. One is here, and then one cannot attend. 15 years of service by Sandra McKinnon, who can't attend. Let's give her some applause, please. And then hopefully, I think we do have Ammon Holt, celebrating 5 years with Davis County. Thank you, Ammon.
Okay, I'm Dave Hansen with Legacy Event Center. And you wouldn't know it by looking at him, but Ammon started when he was just a young man down there at Legacy Center. We've had him for 5 years, it's been great. He's worked his way through college at the Legacy Event Center. And that, I don't know if it made his college suffer, but it certainly never made his employment suffer. He was has always worked a full schedule, always been very willing to pick up shifts, always very willing to work assigned shifts. And as you know, that's mostly weekends and weeknights and holidays. So Ammon has been very, very good at covering his shifts and covering for others. We have never, and I can't think of a single complaint I've ever had about Ammon from any customer or other employee. Yeah, he's very customer service oriented, teamwork oriented, very helpful to other people. He's been a really good employee. Now, he's finished college. I've been glad to have him for as long as we've had him, and hopefully he'll stay a little bit longer, but we also look forward to him going on to life's next venture with a full-time career somewhere.
In Davis County.
In Davis County, yep. So we try and get a look at the employee webpage pretty often, the job announcements, but our time with him may be limited unless we can convince him that he needs to stay there and work every night too. You know, I'm sure that's what every young man wants to do, every newly married person. Another accomplishment Ammon has had while he's been at Legacy Event Center is that he's recently married too. I don't know if we'd call him a newlywed still, but fairly newly married. So a lot of changes in his life have happened while he's employed there, and he's been a great employee. I've enjoyed having him there. He's been very good. Let's see, we have another one from Health Administration for 5 years, but he's not able to attend, but please help us to thank John Maxwell with our applause. We have another from Health Department, Health Senior Services. Lots of years of service, 25 years of service by Shauna Mahon.
Yeah, Okay, my name is Rochelle Blackham from the Health Department. I'm going to speak on behalf of Shauna and her 25 years of service. Woo-woo. Okay, so Shauna started her career in 1997. She graduated from Weber State with social work. She knew that serving the senior population was going to be her true passion back then. She got right into serving the seniors and pretty immediately, within 2 years, was promoted to be our in-service bureau manager, where she's been for the last 25 years serving our seniors. Within this bureau, you have to realize that the size of the bureau, the number of people we serve, the budget, everything's tripled since she originally started. She has made... Her and her staff have made a huge difference in the senior lives in Davis County. If you think about it, you probably know someone that we've served, but these are individuals who need a little assistance to stay in their home, whether that's through Meals on Wheels, whether that's through medical equipment, whether that's an aide coming in to help. She has been, I guess, the puppet master behind all those people and serving all of those seniors, making a huge difference in our community, truly. I know I'm new to my position, but she's been extremely supportive, and it's been very helpful for her to be extremely experienced, knowledgeable, and run all these services with little oversight. So I really appreciate Shauna, and congratulations for 25 years.
All right, next, we have our Information Systems Department, 15 Years of Service by Cheryl Larson. Come on up.
I'm Mike Pace with Information Systems. Cheryl has a new puppy. That's why she's so quick. She's got knocked down last week, so. but anyway, Cheryl, if you don't know, she's the manager of our small GIS, Geographic Information Systems Department. Small but mighty. Way more than maps, all things data. She does a great job for us and supports many in the county. So big thanks to Cheryl. It's been great. 15 years. Blows me away.
I remember when I was the new commissioner 20 years ago, no, just in 2019. That was one of the first places that I kind of toured all around was IS, and I saw that area, and really cool things that maybe not everyone knows happened right in that space where Cheryl is. Yeah, fun. So let's see, you're not sure if we have, if he's, no, oh, he's not able to be here. Well, we'll just honor all of the sheriff's office who we love when you are here. And one of your own, please thank for us, I guess, who can't be here, but celebrating 5 years of service, Stephen Swenson. Wonderful. All right. I think that is it. Oh, well, we'll give it to them. Yep. And thank you so much. It's already August. Have a great day. Have a great week. Have a great August. We got rain today. I'm like... had forgotten how wonderful rain is. I went and walked in it this morning, and it was just really great. So thank you so much for all that you do, and we'll see you soon. You can stay for the fascinating meeting, but mostly you all leave. All right, next up on the agenda, for the recognitions, presentations, and informational items, looks like John Robinson, our HR deputy director, come on up to make that clarification. Thank you.
This isn't as exciting as what we just witnessed, but still important.
Yes.
Just need to do just a clarification of the ordinances that were approved in last week's commission meeting. And that was July 26, 2022. They were three merit system ordinances, and they were submitted as ordinances instead of policies. They should have been submitted as policies, even though the word ordinances is in them. They're actually treated as human resources personnel policies. Specifically Chapter 1, Organization for Merit System, Chapter 21, Grievances, and Chapter 22, Appeals to the CSC. So they will be processed as policies and added to the electronic HR Policies and Procedures Manual.
Fantastic. Thanks so much, John, for getting that fixed up. All right, now it's time for our public comment. If there is anyone here who would like to give public comment to the commission, this is the time. You'll come on up for 3 minutes and just state your name. All right, seeing none, we'll move on to a public hearing. Do we want to open it first or have the explanation first?
I think it'd be best to have an explanation and then open it to public comment.
Thank you. All right, come on up. We have Chanel Flores, looks like, from our Community and Economic Development Department.
Good morning. Chanel Flores, Economic Development Deputy Director. Today we would like to ask the Commission to open a public hearing for public comment period for the Davis County 2022-2023 Annual Action Plan for the Community Development Block Grant and the Substantial Amendment to the 5-Year Consolidated Action Plan for the Community Development Block Grant.
Very good, Chanel.
Okay, with that, I'll make a motion that we open a public hearing at this time for that purpose.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Is there anyone here to speak to this item? All right, seeing none.
Okay. And
close the public hearing?
We'll close the public hearing at this time.
Second, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Thank you, Chanel. And so we don't need to take any more action on that, it looks like. That's it. Okay, great. Thank you for all your work on that. Next, we have business in action. We'll start with our facilities director, Lane Rose, presenting item number one in this section of the agenda.
Good morning, Commission. Lane Rose, facilities director. For your consideration, this is a contract with TBCX. This is a building commissioning firm for our event center project as we continue to get this project rolling. These guys will be on board, help us do some design consultant in the envelope of the building. And then as we get further in construction, they'll commission the building. So still a few months and years out on that, but this is good to get them on board. So the terms of this is payable in the amount of $218,980, beginning 8/2/2022, ending 7/31/2026.
Very good. Thank you, Lane.
I'll make a motion that we approve item one, the standard design service contract with TBCX.
I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Thank you, Lane. All right. Next, we have our Health Department Director, Brian Hatch, presenting just one item as well.
Rare occurrence.
No.
Brian Hatch, Director of the Davis County Health Department. Just over a year ago, we started a water quality study up in the northwest section of the county to study, you know, densities and things like that for expansion building, except for wastewater, septic tanks, etc. And during this process, we've been in the mode of trying to get some assistance from the state. And so I'm here today to present an agreement from the Water Quality Board with the Department of Environmental Quality to pay for half of that study. So before you, use an agreement with them,
in the amount of $105,313, beginning 8-2 of 2022, running through 12-31 of 2023, which is half of the cost of that study.
That's fantastic. How long will this study take, do we anticipate?
We should have it completed by the end of this year.
End of this year. Okay, great.
I'll make a motion that we approve the Water Quality Board agreement on the receivable amount of $105,313.
Very good. And I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thank you, Brian. Next up is our Sheriff's Office. We have Chief Deputy Susan Poulsen presenting two items.
Commissioners. Item number three is an agreement with the Utah Department of Public Safety to provide dispatch services for the Utah Highway Patrol. This is a receivable in the amount of $238,761.78, and it begins July 1st of 2022, ending June 30th of 2023. And item number four is another SCRAM Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitoring Program agreement for two participants. Receivable varied amounts based on the tests used and the monitoring fees. It begins on the final signature and runs until the participant is no longer under court order to participate in the program.
Terrific.
I'd make a motion that we approve items three and four presented to us by Chief Deputy Susan Poulsen.
Thank you. I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Thank you, Susan. Next up, we have consent items. I move approval of the regular commission meeting minutes from June 21st, 2022, and July 5th, 2022, and thanks to all who prepared them.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I move we recess to Board of Equalization and turn it over to our clerk auditor, Curtis Koch.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thanks, commissioners. Today you have on your property tax register for your consideration, 6 veteran tax exemption abatements for the year 2021, totaling $8,917.37. Under assessor adjustments, you have under corrections, assessor corrections, you have 6 of those, totaling a negative $100,627. And that is the register for August 2nd, 2022.
Right.
I'd make a motion that we approve the property tax register as presented to us.
Thank you. I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I move we reconvene commission meeting.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. So hang on. I'm just throwing a signature on something. And any comments from Neil or Curtis today? Anything?
No comment. Thank you.
All right. Commissioner Stevenson.
No comments.
No comment. I can't think.
Set a trend, Lorraine.
There's probably something, but I'll hold it till next week. So thanks, everyone, and we will adjourn this meeting. Have a great day.